welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. You might have noticed the slight change in the naming scheme for the Quick Tips. I was never really happy with the two-track naming system for the episodes, and it's been bugging me for a while, so I changed it. Hopefully, this will keep things a little more consistent. We'll start this week with a tip from our partner, Kristen Beck at kristensguide.com. Unfortunately, even trusted friends, relatives, and authority figures can be child predators. So remind your kids frequently that it's okay to say no and to get away from anyone, and that means anyone, who makes them feel unsafe. Now, starting in January, which is just a few days away, Kristen's Guide will be offering a section about helping kids stay safe. Now, in line with that, this week our quick tip is about the National Child Identification Program. Now, the system was started back in 1997 by the American Football Coaches Association and is the largest child identification effort in the world. And it's now in partnership with the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and recognized by Congress. Now, what I like about this program is that you, as the parent, collect the information about your child and you keep it. You don't send this stuff off to be housed in some private or government database. You keep it in your possession under your control. Then, if something happens to your child, and they're missing, they've run away, or they've been kidnapped, you have solid information to provide to law enforcement to help get your child back. Now, here's an example I pulled from their website. The URL is www.childidprogram.com. And I'll quote here. John, age 12, is abducted by his father, who is divorcing his mother and believes the court will not grant him visitation. John's father takes him from Boston to Los Angeles. For the next 4 years, John and his father have absolutely no contact with John's mother. When John turns 16, he goes to the Department of Motor Vehicles to get his driver's license. The DMV scans his fingerprint, which is entered in the DMV's database. From there, it's automatically sent to the California Crime Information Center and the National Crime Information Center. The fingerprint matches the record of a missing child in Boston, and John is reunited with his mother. Now, the kit includes an inkless fingerprint set, a DNA collection set, which is some sterile swabs and a special storage bags, and other forms of collecting descriptive information about your child so that it can help in identification, you know, stuff like photos. Now, again, you retain control of this information. You keep it in your safe at home, a bank safe deposit box, or wherever it won't be lost and you can get to it in an emergency. It will be there if you ever need it, but I really hope this is one of those things that you have but never use. But if you do need it, the information is invaluable. The kits are only $10 and you can order them online. Now, if your church, temple, school, sports club, martial arts studio, military unit, or whomever wants to buy lots of these things, volume discounts are available. The prices drop significantly. You know, for example, if you buy 100 or more, the price per unit drops to $3.60. Now, again, this is the National Child Identification Program, and the website is www.childidprogram.com. I'll also put some link into the show notes. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.